And here we go again, just
wow.
Like that. It's another podcast with video. It is high speed internet, direct to the internet television. It is new media. This is the Shooting USA podcast. Tony Pignato is with me. Welcome, Tony. What we have done, ladies and gentlemen, is perfect the audio feed from the podcasting equipment to the video equipment. This is something we struggled with, admittedly, at SHOT Show. And we had some in-the-field fixes then. We now have it corrected, and that makes it 100% better.
Yeah,
your thoughts?
I'm just a grinder monkey.
Wow.
So you turn the thing in.
That's part of it.
I expected better from you is what I'm basically saying.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
This is your skill set.
We're in now. We got it on lock.
Thank you to who?
That's
Andy?
Ahead.
Thank you, Andy.
That's correct. Thank you to Director of Post-Production Andy. Squared it all the way for
that's
us.
Right.
And continues to diligently work on a cable. This situation is ahead of the NRA's convention in Dallas. That's
Absolutely.
Next month. And that will be the next time we go heavily into the world of podcasting, both video and audio. So listen and look for that. But it is not without quite a bit of work on our part. We have been exceedingly busy, not only in March, but we are continuing to be very busy in April. What, sir, have you been doing?
Same prepping, working a lot with A Girl and a Gun. They have a their national training conferences this month is in April. It's down in Austin, Texas. They bring together about 500 gals from their different shooting leagues and their organization throughout the United States. They bring in the leadership, and then there's members who come in. They run they do a leader seminar, which is the people who run the chapters throughout the United States, and then they do 2 days of actual training from all levels to come in and do training. You could be brand new to guns. You could be an expert level in firearms or in personal defense, and they're bringing people in from all different manufacturers and product managers. So that's my big thing this month. And then, of course, we're going to go pew-pew a little bit, too, after that.
That's right. Excuse me. The Pistol Caliber Carbine Area 5 JP's Championship. That's happening in Indiana.
That's going to be a fun time.
I swallowed a bug.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
We are having we've got kind of a stacked squad of fun.
That should be a good time. I'm looking forward to that tremendously. And I've got a new piece of kit fitted up. I can show that just a little bit because this is a video podcast. That is from Bushnell. That is the Chase backup front sight with integrated laser, which you can't really see in this orientation. But because in USPSA, a projected laser aiming device is legal in PCC, I've got that on there. The other benefit is the flip-up front sight for some of the wide-open, close paper targets. That's going to be really fast for acquisition.
For me, I get lost in too many things going on, but where I saw the huge benefit to a laser is offhand shooting.
Yeah.
You know, I've run into this instance before, come offhand shooting, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm not that far above bore access. I lean around a corner in a PCC match. And the thing that rattles me out of my perceived expert performance is the shards of wood from the barricade that bounce into my optic.
That's generally a bad thing. They frown
sign.
Upon that.
Bad
you
sign.
Definitely don't want that. No.
And those hits don't count for anything other than
yes. So between then and now, we have that particular event. I'll be traveling with a crew out to the Pro Gun Club in Las Vegas for the USPSA's Multi-Gun Nationals. That's the weekend prior. And then the weekend prior to that, which is this weekend coming up, a quick trip to Finger, Tennessee and K&M Precision for a couple of pro tips with the one and only Shannon Kay on precision rifle shooting, which you know I
Very
love
cool.
and am highly addicted to currently. So,
What precision rifle matches are going on this year?
Oh, there's all sorts of precision rifle matches. I've already shot the Brawl at Rifles Only. That was
right.
Pretty much the opener for the season. For me and the show, that's pretty much it until the Gap Grind, that Pro-Am format that's held at K&M Precision. George Gardner, GA Precision, and K&M have perfected that, and you've seen it a number of times on Shooting USA. In between the Grind and the Brawl, I may find a couple of others that I may just go and do. not oriented to this show. But there then lies the challenge. Find a weekend when I don't have something going on for the show, and I don't have something going on for the kids, and I haven't been out of town 3 weekends straight, and then I can tell the wife I'm going to go shoot a long-range match. So that that perfect storm of that occurring is pretty rare, but I try to do as much of that as I can during the week, thankfully. And like I say, this Saturday I'm actually going down there for work, so you bet your baloney I'm going to bring my rifle.
And we're slipping right back around after that and going to the NRA convention, which is going to be I personally like the NRA convention better than SHOT Show.
It's definitely a big deal, and that's where we see everybody from the audience as opposed to everybody from the industry. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That the NRA convention is where we see all of the people from the audience, and that's fun. That's fun for me.
I enjoyed it. And since, you know, since I'm working with the show, I've really been able to go to the NRA annual meetings, and I'll tell you, it's I hate that I've missed them before that. But wow, what a great time! You're right. We get to meet with the people that we know in the industry.
Yep.
You know, our friends that we shoot with and we cover for the show, or we collaborate with, and then we also get to see the people who watch us.
Well, it's a celebration of our Second Amendment rights, and it's a celebration of the lobbying organization that is there to protect our Second Amendment rights.
And this year's going to be pivotal.
It couldn't be more important now than ever. So
this year is going to be there's going to be a lot of energy.
It'll be fun.
Different energies.
It'll be fun to see. I just back from the U.S. Steel Nationals outside of Atlanta in Covington, Georgia. I met a number of junior shooters there. Mm-hmm. One of whom is planning with his dad to attend the NRA's convention. His name's Cameron. And in the event that Cameron and his dad do make it to Dallas, I've offered Cameron a slot on the podcast to talk about all of the things he's doing in his life, not the least of which is competing in steel competition.
Sure.
The big news is Cameron is up at 15 years old for Eagle Scout, and that's pretty significant. Anybody who knows anything about Eagle Scout, to be doing it at 15 or to be that close at the age of 15, that's pretty significant. So we'll look forward to hopefully seeing Cam and his dad in Dallas, and we'll talk more with him on the podcast then. You'll also see him in my coverage of this year's U.S. Steel Nationals, where he shot, and we shot together. I shot the PCC down there, and he was shooting his production gear in that particular match when we were shooting together. So good times. The future of the shooting sports is the juniors, and if you look at steel shooting, it's looking pretty strong in steel shooting.
I'm in Kentucky, and our home club in Kentucky is having a lot of I don't want to say it's a gateway drug, but it's a great place for somebody to come in and get used to transitioning, to shooting under the clock, without incorporating the foot movement. Now, you know, some guys and gals may want to come in like, oh, I'm more athletic or this or that. I want to move into something that's got me, but it's so easy to get into. You can start with a rim fire and a couple of boxes and go out there and you're just slow down and hit, and you could be successful, very successful at it.
Well, there's a division at this point for just about every gun you can possibly think of. You name it in rim fire, you can shoot it there. You name it just about anything in center fire, you can shoot it there within reason, including the PCC, which is the newest division, both optics for open and iron sight. So they're recognizing all facets, and that means more guns, and that means more people. And as far as being welcoming to all shooters of all skill levels, it doesn't get any more straightforward than line up in this box, wait for the beep, shoot the 5 plates as fast as you can, keep your best 4 scores.
Yeah, it's ideal. No matter what,
it works for everyone.
Yeah, no matter what your skill level is, no matter what your athletic level is, your experience level is, if you're shooting rimfire optics, you just put the dot on the plate and squeeze the trigger. And really, it doesn't matter if you have the best hold or all the best fundamentals of marksmanship.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you could be have that Jack Nicklaus swing and still be hitting it.
Anybody who has seen the show has seen Ron Oliver's daughter, Venice. She was there again this year. It's her third Steel Nationals, and she's 8 years old. Her younger brother was on the range with her this particular weekend shooting a rimfire open rifle with an especially short stock because he's only 6.
Wow.
And, you know, Ron is right there with them loading and unloading for them and everything, but he's one of the slickest steel shooters in the game, and he is single-handedly trying to raise the next generation in his own house, and it is an impressive thing to watch, you know, with an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old both out there competing. If they can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I agree.
Awesome. Well, that's what I'm working on right now. I'm going to get that out of the hopper before I go to K&M this weekend, and then get that done before I go to Vegas next weekend and get that done. Won't get that done before we shoot PCC, but it's going to be a busy next couple of weeks leading up to the NRA's convention.
And that PCC match is a completely dedicated PCC match. It's not a handgun match that we're going to shoot PCCs in.
Right.
It's built specifically for that. I think the strategic match design guys worked on that. Charles and Robert Merrill, those guys worked on that. It's 11 stages. I think there's one standard. There's two little short stages, and I want to say there's 8 field courses.
That sounds right. Yeah, they have released the courses of fire through Practice Corps. I got that email.
Yeah, that's going to be.
It looks pretty fun.
Yep. We've got a fun squad of people. That's going to be something you're gonna definitely want to see. I'm sure we'll have some social media coverage there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff.
Working that as a lead for a future Shooting USA show later on this summer. So that's everything that's going on to date. Thanks again, everybody, for listening and watching the Shooting USA podcast, both in your ears and on your computer on the internet. We'll see you in Dallas.